Hey guys, welcome back to Mac Tax. In today's episode, I wanted to share with you an investing tip that I read about in the Tony Robbins Money Master the Game, 7 Simple Steps to Financial Freedom. One particular chapter, which I found very helpful and useful, and Tony Robbins quotes himself in the book as probably the most important 2 chapters, is his interview with Ray Dalio, one of the world's best money managers. And I'll keep this very brief. I'd recommend giving it a read if you guys are interested in finance and your portfolio. Basically, this is what he calls an all-season strategy, and this has made money 85% of the time over the last 75 years, with the worst loss being down 3.93% in 2008 when the S&P was down 37%. The portfolio is meant to maximize gains while totally minimizing downside risk, and it's not meant to get total huge gains, but it's meant to have an approach where you balance your portfolio and you make sure you always make money and you don't lose money, basically. So I'd recommend giving it a read for all the specifics, but I wanted to share with you the breakdown of asset allocation. And I personally thought this is a good idea for 401k retirement plans, because you don't look at that day to day. You don't really allocate it. You know, if you trade stocks day to day, that's where you can be a little bit more aggressive. But this is a good approach for, you know, he calls it all seasons. This is a good balance of risk and minimizing losses. So the allocation is 7.5% gold, 7.5% commodities, 30% stocks, 15% intermediate U.S. bonds, and 40% long-term bonds. He's so heavy on bonds because they mentioned that stocks are 75% more risky than bonds. So that's why he's so heavy on bonds. And then the gold and the commodities, you know, outweigh that. And they mention, as one sector does well, you sell and trim those gains and reallocate it to keep these percentages. So I would definitely take a look at that. Again, it's 7.5% gold, 7.5% commodities, 30% stocks, 15% intermediate U.S. bonds, and 40% long-term U.S. bonds. All right, guys, I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.